time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Minster, and our Lady Indians will be taking on the high-flying Minster Wildcats. They are coming in with an overall record on the MAC. On the MAC Online website says 16-1. I've also seen 18-1, but it doesn't matter. One loss, and that's we'll go over some of those scores here in a little bit of how they've how their season has progressed. So again, Lady Indians taking on the Minster Wildcats. We'll be back in a little bit after these words, and we'll have a talk with Coach Holly Gann back in just a moment.
Wayne Street Market always has great prices and great selection, and here are some of the specials they have for you through February 11th. Don't miss their no-limit meat sale with lots of great prices. Cube steak is $3.99 a pound, and ribeyes are $7.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. In their deli, Eckrich Bologna, sliced to order, is just $1.99 a pound. If you're looking for a good meal in a hurry, head back to their deli. They have meatloaf Monday, tenderloin Tuesday, wing Wednesday with 75-cent wings, or a six-wing dinner with two sides for $7, ribs on Thursday, and three-piece fish dinners on Friday for $6.99. Wing Street Market is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, closed on Sundays through the winter. You don't need to go out of town for great prices and great selection. Just head up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kapp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kapp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and answer any questions you have. So visit Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Cover more ground and get more savings on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. Gas-powered with a top speed of 40 miles per hour and best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get the Sidekick now for zero down, 0% APR for 60 months, or save up to $1,750 now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We're talking with Coach Holly Gann. So, Coach, what are we thinking about what we're going to have to do to beat the league leader and a highly ranked team in the state?
Yeah, you know what you're getting with Minster. Ivy Wolf is obviously going to Miami. She's a great asset to the team. Janae Horing, again, we're just going to have a great Minster team. You're going to see a great MAC game here, and we're just going to have to go out and play. So, huge focus on what we got to do to win, not so much what they got to do, but what we got to do. So, it's going to be a good one.
Should be a good one. So, do we have any secret strategies, or we have to wait and see, or we're just going to play hard?
We are just going to go out and play. Because the secret strategy is it's all about what we do and control the controllables. It's not always so much about what they do. It's how we respond. So, yeah, it's going to be a good one.
All righty. Thank you. And that is Coach Holly Gann here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We'll be back after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Enclave Leather Edition, front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, heated leather seats with 31,000 miles for $24,400. Also available is a 2013 Ford Edge Limited all-wheel drive, a local trade with Bluetooth, heated seats, a sunroof, 101,000 miles for $12,200. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Welcome back to Minster High School, where our Lady Indians will be taking on the Minster Lady Wildcats. And as I said, the MAC website shows the Minster with a 16-1 record. Another place shows them 18-1. But so here's some of what they've done here. They beat Versailles 63-27 at the beginning of the season. Next game, they beat New Bremen 56-48. They lost at Fort Loramie. That's their lone loss. And that was 36-26 at Fort Loramie. Then they were at home with Salina, and they won that one big. I think it was 67-18. Then they won at Delphus St. John 69-36. Lima Bath 56-45, one of the fairly close ones, and another close one at home against Rushi on right after the first of the year, January 2nd. They won that 61-55. And then Parkway 70-41. Ottoville, they won 54-29. And Ottoville's generally a very good team. New Knoxville, also a very good team, second in the MAC. They won that one 38-29. Then they went over to over around Akron, the classic in the country where our Lady Indians played several years ago. And they beat Akron Hoban 57-53. And they beat Margaretta 68-50. Then back in the league on the 21st, they beat Marion 64-27. And they beat Anna 48-26. And at St. Mary's, they won by 11, 55-44. And at St. Henry, they won 62-28. Springfield Catholic Central, on Tuesday night, they won that 62-34. So they've put up some pretty big numbers. They've beaten everybody they played except Fort Loramie, which I believe is ranked one or two in the state. And Minster, I believe, I know they're in top 10, but I think they are up around five. It doesn't matter a whole lot if you're in the top 10. It's all pretty good. Indians are coming in at 13-4 and 6-2 in the league. There's a chance that Minster could, if we would beat them tonight, and I think they have one more MAC game, they could end up with a tie with us or some other two-loss team. But I just don't think that's going to happen, that they would. I'm not saying we can't beat them, but I don't think that, I don't remember who they're playing next week, but they've the teams that could have beaten them, like New Knoxville, they've already played them and won. So I just don't see how anybody's going to beat them unless it's us, and that only gives them one loss, and we're in second place with two losses. Also, Marion has two losses, New Bremen has two losses, and New Knoxville has two losses. So there's going to, it looks like, a three or four-way tie for second, but that's probably the best anybody can do. Other games tonight in the MAC, we have Marion hosting New Bremen, New Knoxville hosting St. Henry, Parkway's hosting Coldwater, and Versailles is hosting Delphus St. John's. So Marion local New Bremen should be a good one. New Knoxville should take care of St. Henry pretty easily. Coldwater and Parkway should be another good one. That's two pretty good teams. Versailles and Delphus St. John's. Versailles is 6-12 on the year, two wins in the league. And Delphus St. John also has two wins. That one should also be a fairly close game. We're hoping that this one is a pretty good game, and the Indians will come out victorious, but we'll just see. As Coach Gann said, it's all up to what we do. If we can do our game plan and play fairly flawlessly, we'll have a very good chance of winning this game, but a couple of slips here and there, and Minster will take advantage of it. So we have to be sure that we're taking care of our business and do what we know what we can do. Upcoming games, we have tomorrow night the boys will host Minster. That'll be a WPGW simulcast with the NFHS video. Saturday, the girls host Tri-Village. That'll be a noon JV start. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that with the NFHS video. And the boys will host Ridgemont. JV will be two quarters only. And Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that. And also just got an email earlier this afternoon that WPGW will also be able to broadcast that game. So I think we're, instead of simulcasting them, we've already had plans kind of made, so we're going to go ahead and also broadcast, so you can listen on WPGW, you can listen on Fort Recovery Radio, and one of us will have our audio in with the NFHS video. The next week, Tuesday, the girls are at Salina. That'll be Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and I believe you would go to Salina School's Facebook page. A couple of things they have where they can where you can watch the game on Tuesday at Salina. Friday, the boys will be at Versailles. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And it will also be on the NFHS network. I think they'll probably have the Tiger doing the audio with the NFHS. Then on Saturday, the boys host South Adams and will simulcast WPGW's coverage on the, and that'll be on the NFHS video also with Rob Weaver's. There's been so many changes with Rob Weaver's schedule this year that all of those names that we've said about who's going to be broadcasting, you can listen to all of them on Port Recovery Radio. We may have said that it's going to be Rob Weaver today, but by the time it gets there, they may have a game rescheduled, and so they may have to go to with one of the other games. And so, but anyway, whatever they don't broadcast, we will broadcast. So that's what's coming up. Max standings, Minster 7-0, Fort Recovery 6-2.
Hey!
5-2. New Bremen 5-2.
Hey!
Knoxville 4-2. Coldwater is 3-4. Delta St. John's is 2-4. Versailles is 2-6. Parkway is 1-6. And St. Henry is 0-7. So we'll be back. They're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Is your family getting together for the big game this Sunday? Make Wayne Street Market your party headquarters. Chips, dips, beverages, cold meat, and don't forget their party trays, veggie trays, sandwich and sub trays, and of course their meat and cheese trays. Please call 48 hours ahead. And with the cold weather, it's time for soup. They have Progresso, Campbell's, and value-priced Always Save canned soups, and they have everything you need for your special chili recipe. Lean ground beef, fresh and canned tomatoes, beans, tomato juice, everything you'll need in one convenient stop. Wayne Street Market is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, closed on Sundays through the winter. Stop into Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
We're back here at Minster High School. I'm being joined by Susie and Diana, as always. So, girls, I'll let you kind of take it away.
All right. First, let's do a shout-out for that phenomenal rendition of the National Anthem. They have a middle school choir here.
The elementary school
choir. Oh, my gosh, it was beautiful.
It was great. So. It was awesome. But yep. They sounded young, and it was just cute. Adorable.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just doing some lineups right now, and for the Indians lineup, the starting lineup
is Brenna Holman, Kiara Wendell, Paige Forkamp, Allie Vaughn, and Hope Wendell. For Minster, we have Ivy Wolf, who's a senior, Janae Hoing, who's a senior, Mason Pohl, who's a senior, number 23 is not on our roster, and Dana Pranger's a senior. I think that looks like a Mesher.
Yeah,
I think she's
a
Mesher, yeah. Yeah, not on our roster, but she looks like a Mesher, so.
Yeah, yep.
So,
They'll tell us when she has a foul or a point.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
exactly.
We'll yeah.
Looks like a very senior-laden lineups on both sides starting out for the starting five, so.
Yep, for sure.
A lot of experience on the court.
Absolutely. So
Indians are going to have to play pretty well, flawless,
have
a chance. Yes.
So are they.
Yes.
All right. Bring it. Got to get my glasses on so I can see. I mean, I don't know that we have better seats than this here. But
it's a beautiful gym in here, too, and we got some great seats here. It's going to be loud.
Yeah, it's going to be real loud with this band beside us. Yeah. I wonder if we can tell them to turn it down or.
Nah.
I don't think so. All right.
You can tell them, but they can't hear you.
Nope.
Tip off goes to the Indians. Brenna Holman picks up loose ball. Allie Vaughn shifts it over to left side. Kiki. One dribble drive to the baseline.
Ooh,
shoots. No.
Just.
No good, just off. Rebound comes down to Minster for pull.
It was a great
Ivy
look.
Wolf pushes it up the court underneath to Dana Pranger. Left-handed hook,
nice.
Up and in. Nice move.
Score.
Yep. Nice move by Pranger.
Dana, yeah, has a good little left-hander.
Yep. Looks like Minster's going to do a full court press. Ooh, nice pass. Ooh, maybe one too many pass. Allie Vaughn down to Hope and knocked it away. Kiki with the three-pointer.
Ew,
up and no
nope.
good. Rebound. Paige Forkamp
nice.
Back up. And in.
Woo. Bounced four times
yes,
on the rim.
Yes, it did. We'll take that.
Yep, we will.
So, scores a tie-up 2-2 here.
Yeah.
I think the difference maker will be here is realistically probably how the game is called from
official standpoint, how tight it's going to be.
Yep,
and
yep.
Is it going to let them play or yep, how physical yep, it's actually going to get. So, and if we can hold Ivy Wolf to...
Yep. Rebound goes to Allie Vaughn.
Ivy Wolf with a missed shot. Allie Vaughn brings it all the way down the court. Up in.
Just missed. Oh, where's our rebounder? Our rebound just came down a little slow there.
Yep. Minster with the rebound. Janae Hoying with the ball, top of the key. Crossover, nice crossover dribble.
Yep.
Passes it out to Pole on top of the key to Mesher.
So this number 23 Mesher, we think.
It's Mesher, yep.
Uh-huh. Sure
it's
Mesher. Oh, and they Mesher. Throw it away.
Minster
yes,
throws away. Good defense by the Indians.
That's what we like. That's what we like to see.
Yeah.
I wonder why we don't have this Mesher girl in our lineup.
I'm not sure because she's
a newbie.
No, she's played a lot. She's a good ball player.
Okay,
I don't think that I missed any of them, but I might have.
Well, yeah, it's probably not you. Oh, maybe.
I think I had to get it off of Max Preps.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, she's a good ball player. I remember her in volleyball too. She was a good ball player.
And I think she's young too.
I believe a sophomore maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So Minster in a tight man-to-man defense, poked the ball away.
Nice,
but
nice
jump ball is going to be called, so that'll be a turnover on the Indians. That ball possession will go to Minster.
Yeah, nice
play by Janae Hoying.
Aggressive play by Janae, yeah, for sure.
So Minster will take the ball out on the sidelines. 2-2 here with 6:07 left to go in the K&L Tractors first quarter scoreboard. Indians playing their traditional man-to-man.
Still 2-2.
Yeah, man-to-man defense.
Looks like Whitley Rammel's getting ready to come in.
Looks like Brenna's got the job of... tracking down Ivy Wolf here. So.
Ooh, foul. So somebody's driving. 22's driving.
Pole goes
in
up for a shot, gets fouled. Allie Vaughn, her first foul. Yeah. Team's first.
Mason Pole, that's her name.
22. Mesher is 23. I forget her first name.
Gotcha.
So at the Hall Brothers foul line, Mason Pole's first shot up and no good.
No good. That's what we like. 2-2 Indians are.
Whitley Rammel checking in and giving Hope Wendell a break. Hopefully, maybe we can use our size advantage underneath the bucket.
Yeah.
Whitley's got a significant size advantage over Mesher.
We'll see if she uses it.
Second one up for Pole. It is up and good. So it puts Minster up by 1-3-2. Tiki bringing the ball down the court for the Indians. So. Looks like I'm not doing a full court press, just a trapping once she gets down. Another jump ball.
Jump ball.
Yep, they're quick on that trap.
Yeah, they are.
He's going to have to realize that she's she's not going to be able to stop and pick up the ball in the corner here. They're smothering that very quick trap.
Yep. Which is good coaching right there.
Yeah, and they're fast.
They're so fast. Yep.
Indians pass the ball around top of the key. Brenna over to Allie for open three.
In.
In and out. Whitley rebound.
Whitley gets killed.
Yep.
Gets killed.
Had it, but got it knocked out of her hands. So.
Sure did.
Minster with the ball.
And no call. And so it's still 3-2.
That three-pointer was in and out for Allie.
It was. It was a beautiful
shot.
Yep. Good time to take it.
Yep. Looks like they're going to be doing some double teaming on Ivy when she's posting up underneath the bucket. Ooh, she traveled. Got away with travel.
She did. She did.
But Mesher up with two.
Gotta watch her feet. I'm gonna yell at the ref.
Yeah. Yep. She traveled.
I think you heard me. No, I'm just kidding.
So that puts Minster up 5-2.
Yeah. Good key. Yep, she is.
Sit over to Brenna. Brenna works it around. Back up to the top of the key. Slips it over to Paige on the right-hand side. Off the top of the key to Allie.
Allie's going to hold it a little bit here. See if we can't do something with it.
Hand off to Brenna. She's being guarded by Ivy. Over to Key on the left-hand side. Nice crossover by Key. Drive to the bucket. No good. Whitley Rammel with the rebound. Up and
pushed.
No good. And that ball is out of bounds off of Minster.
That was
so
a great
good work
play
by the Indians.
Yeah, great play by Paige for him to kind of give a little push.
Yep. I just happened to remember here, they don't have the NFHS here.
They do
but
not.
But they have the NK Telco pay-per-view. Go to nktelco.com/sports.
Yeah.
Forgot to mention that in the pregame show. Yeah. Sorry, folks. But I believe it's $10 a game.
And inbounds play by the Indians. Out to Brenna. Yeah.
Kiki up top key.
Oh,
shoots a three.
Taking it.
Boom. No good. Rebound. Allie Vaughn. Nice rebound by Allie.
Nice.
Paige up to Brenna out the top key again. Out to Allie for three.
Get in there.
It's up and good. No good.
But
rebound.
Whitley
Rammel. Another offensive rebound. Nice job by the girls working the boards. Her and Paige are crashing the boards pretty hard.
They are crashing them, right. Allie's just not going to drive. Paige is going to take it.
dribbles out of trouble, and oh, that's got to be a foul.
Yes, thank you.
Foul on Mesher, reaching.
I'm like, I don't know how much longer she can hang on the page's arm.
Took a little bit to call it.
Yeah.
I'm all right with letting him play a little bit here.
Absolutely.
Two of the three are definitely MAC officials, so we know how that's going to go. They know how this game's going to be played.
Absolutely.
And they're going to let him go. The other one, I believe, is also a MAC official. I just haven't seen him much, but these guys know how this game's going to go.
Kiki passes the ball away. A little turnover for the Indians. Janae Hoang bring it down. Oh, Kiki hits the deck. I hope she's okay.
Yeah.
Three-pointer up and no good. Rebound by Allie Vaughn.
Nice job, Allie Vaughn. She's got four of our rebounds over.
Yeah,
she's taking it to the hole and she loses it.
Allie loses the ball. Another turnover for the Indians. Two possessions in a row with the turnover. Michigan. Minster pushes the ball and Mesher with a two-point basket. Puts the Wildcats up by 5-7 to 2.
Just trying to take care of the ball a little bit better here.
Yep, not taking care of the ball.
Yep.
Kiki gets the ball.
Make sure we see some good plays. Janae and Ivy up there at the top, they're just so fast. We just got to be careful.
Just like that, they're just so fast. Another turnover for the Indians with a jump ball.
Yep.
Holly's going to have to figure out how we're going to be able to break that because that's their, they're doing that.
They're trapping her for a reason.
Quick.
Yep.
Her trailer has to come over. Somebody has to trail and help her out there a little bit. So.
At least be open for.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get some help. A double team means somebody else is open, so we're going to have to find that before it gets they collapse too quick.
Yep. So it looks like Janae Hoing took a seat for a little bit.
Break. Yep. I'm not sure who came in for her number
not
five.
Sure
that would be Corinne Myring.
Okay.
They're all tall, 5'10".
Yep.
She's a junior. And also, it looks like Claire Lamb is in there, too, as well as a junior. She's got her shot up, and it's good.
Indians down 9-2.
Yep.
Let's see if we can get something going here. That's all we got to do is just get our roll going here.
Kiki working on Ivy Wolf here. It's across the timeline over to Allie Vaughn. Nice crossover dribble by Allie to the bucket, and it's blocked.
Oh, blocked by Krentz.
Blocked by Oldegus.
Oldegus, yeah.
Yep. Ivy Wolf all the way to the bucket. Up and no good. And just gets a foul.
Yep.
Foul will be on
maybe
Whitley.
Maybe. I think it was Paige.
Nope.
Brenna. Brenna.
Yep.
Yeah. I saw her there, but I wasn't sure who it was.
Yep.
There was three people around her. So.
Yeah.
Indians down
9-2. It was 3-2 for a long time, and now they've scored six straight on us.
Those three straight
Indians
turnovers.
Need to stop the bleeding here.
Yep. We'll be back.
Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Yeah, we don't care. Yeah. Oh, we're back.
We're back.
Yeah. Don't forget, we're on.
Quick timeout.
Yeah.
Indians are down 9-2 here in the first quarter with 2:32 left to go in the K&L Tractor scoreboard.
Yeah.
Indians have turned the ball over probably, three or four out of the last possessions down the court.
Yeah, we're getting trapped here in the corner, and we need to get somebody open and maybe see that ahead of time. I don't know. Yeah. But
So what's the coach saying in the huddle?
Get your shit together. No, am I allowed to say that? I don't know.
No, you're not allowed to say
sing
that.
Sing it. Nah. If I'm Holly, she's telling them some good things. And, maybe just be open for Key when she's bringing the ball down the court and, be verbal. I don't think we're as verbal as we usually are.
Yeah.
So.
Those girls got to work to get open. I mean, poor Kiki's getting smothered here.
Yep.
So they got to work to get open.
Yep, absolutely.
So Ivy Wolf will be at the line shooting two.
I think that would be a good plan. Let's work to get Kiki open a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. And Ivy gets a point.
First one up and good. Yep.
We had some good shots there, some good three-point shots, and they didn't go down. Those will start going down.
For sure.
But we can't wait till we're 20 points behind.
Right.
We need to start getting something going here.
Right. Second shot up was good. It's Ivy's first 2 points of the night. Puts Minster up 11-2. Allie Vaughn bringing the ball up the court for the Indians.
Yep. Somebody a little bit different, maybe.
Yep. Maybe a little different look. Passes it over to Brenna. It's top key to Paige. Kiki on the right-hand side tries to get it down to Whitley and throw it away again.
Yep. Dang it.
Another turnover for the Indians. That's I got five.
Getting beat.
Getting beat down the court.
Can't be doing that.
Claire Lamb with a two-point basket. We're going to throw it away again. Kiki threw the ball away there.
Yep.
Ivy Wolf for three, and that's good.
She had time.
Yep.
She had time to take it. Can't be doing that.
We turned it over again. Lazy pass.
Lazy.
Turned it over. Ivy Wolf for steal.
Lazy,
up and in, and foul.
Lazy passes.
Yep.
Oh, we're not paying attention.
Yep.
We're shooting ourselves in the foot.
Yeah.
Those passes won't work against a bad team.
Right.
One of the best teams in the state is going to get it every time.
Yeah, so we're losing focus completely. Yeah. Three turnovers down in a row down the court.
Just moments ago, when Ivy was at the Hull Brothers foul line, you said those are her first 2 points. Yeah. I think she has seven in 12 seconds.
So we need to just.
I think the timeout was at 2:32, and she didn't have any yet. In 32 seconds, she scored.
Yep. So we need to just focus and play the game. And
again, another turnover for the Indians. Not turning over to jump ball, but we got to do something to get that ball.
We need to get her open. Yeah, because she's going to get frustrated.
Kiki's just getting mugged. Yeah, I mean, not fouled. Mugged. She's not. I mean, it's just a good trapping, quick defense, and we're not doing anything. Yep. The rest of the girls to get open to get that ball.
Yep.
So, rebound in the bound, the ball almost thrown away. Running down to Paige. She dribbles down to the corner. Mara throws it away. Another turnover.
Another turnover. Ivy's got the ball.
I can't keep track of turnovers anymore.
I can't either.
So
yeah.
Ivy with another.
So I don't think.
Driving bucket for Ivy.
I don't think they've been focused. Minster's been trying to get the ball to Ivy Wolf. She just gets it.
Yeah. Well, we're just turning it over, laying it right in their hands. And you can't.
Yep.
I mean, they're just too quick for that. There's a nice pass by Paige down to Whitley.
Yes.
That's up and in. 2 points for Whitley.
Let's do some more of that.
About the first bucket we've shot here in about the last 5 minutes. So.
I feel like I should be doing rebounds, but we haven't really had any.
So we're down 21-4 here in this first quarter.
And it's going to have to buckle down.
To go.
Buckle down and play some defense and get the ball down the floor.
Yep.
Nice
block,
by
Paige.
Woo!
Nice block.
Get out of here, she said. Yeah. Get out of here. Yeah. God, that was pretty.
Yeah, before that basket by Whitley, they'd scored 18 straight points on us in a fairly short period of time.
Mm-hmm. When Indians just need to really, really slow down and just buckle and take care of the ball.
Yep.
At this point, we just need to take care of the ball.
Way too strong of a team to be giving up 7 or 8 turnovers in a row.
Oh, yeah.
So that shot by Dana Pranger is off the top of the backboard, so that ball will go back to the Indians.
I thought I heard a slap by Whitley through my ear and my headphones, but maybe not. So turnover.
Not Minster ball.
Indians ball. Ivy was trying.
Yeah, I give her credit. She was trying. She smiled over that one.
She did. She's like, I'm just going to try this.
And see if this works.
Not so much.
It's a kick on the inbound.
That could have been a 30-yard field goal.
Could have. She kicked it pretty hard. So good try, but no such luck. See if the Indians can get it in.
Allie Vaughn triggering it in. Gets it into Whitley. Set up ahead to Allie. Puts the ball back.
Good play. Good play by the Indians. Allie's going to take the ball and drive it in here and see what we can do with it.
Another turn. Nope. Whitley picked the ball up.
Good.
Minster just plays really tough defense.
Yeah,
so knocking the ball away. Stolen again.
Ivy is another steal.
Another turnover. Fast break by the Indian, or by Minster, and a block by Mara, but that'll be a foul on her. It'll be two shots for Janae.
Got a little bit of the ball.
Yeah, just a little bit. And a little body.
Mara's first foul, fourth on the Indians. Down 21-4 on the K&L Tractor scoreboard. 35.9 left to go here in the first quarter. Janae Hoying at the Hall Brothers foul line to shoot two. Minster's a good free throw shooting team, too.
Yeah.
So
doesn't
do you much good to throw left line, although she didn't miss her first one.
Right. That's what we like to see, missing them first ones.
Yep.
Let's see if she misses this one, too.
Corinne Meyering in the lineup for Minster, and Ivy Wolf gets a seat.
It's good. Let's keep her there for a little bit.
Too bad they just keep bringing in more ammo.
One
goes out, and somebody just as strong comes in.
Yep.
That second one was up and good for Janae. It's her first point of the night, I believe.
So Kiki to Allie.
Another turnover.
Dang it. It's like we just
Allie threw the ball away. We just can't. I mean,
can't get the ball
terrible
over.
Passes.
Can't get it under.
Yep. Ball inside to Mesher. She had a nice move on Whitley.
In.
24-4. We'll end this first quarter here with 10 seconds left.
Yeah. See if we can get two.
See if we can get
a bucket.
Off, or if they even try. 6 seconds left.
Yep.
Allie Vaughn all the way to the bucket and loses the handle.
Yeah.
Another turnover.
Loses it off of
the
foot.
Yep.
Man, we've got a lot of turnovers this quarter.
I would say we have at least 12 to 15 turnovers
in
this first quarter.
I'm going to say that Holly's going to say we need to cut out the turnovers. I can hear it already.
And that one, first quarter, Indians down 24-4 here at Minster. We'll be back.
I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
We're back.
Back to Minster. Indians down by 20 here after the first quarter.
I can barely hear myself think with that band behind me.
Minster blows up the scoreboard with 24 points. And really, probably those 20 points came after what, about after 4 or 5 minutes were rolled off the clock to begin with. So they really poured it on there. And the Indians just turned the ball over time and time again. And fast break points
and
for Minster.
I think they scored every time they turned it over.
Yeah,
so
Minster just got back down the court faster
than we did.
And
I don't believe that we took enough shots to get to 16 points.
Right, no.
Well, we couldn't because we turned it over every time.
We just didn't get...
Couldn't get the ball down the court. We'll see if we can change that up a little bit here.
Turnover by Minster. Nice.
Allie Vaughn calls some turnovers. That's what we like.
So, start off this quarter with turnover for Minster. See if we can get at least get a shot up.
Right.
So, Kiki brings the ball down the court for the Indians. Poked away by Janae.
Yes, that girl's fast.
Yeah. Yep. Whether nice pass from Kiki up to Whitley and in. Shot. Up and in. Nice
That's
pass by
little,
Kiki. Boy, she worked hard
read
for that
and
point.
Good assist.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Ivy turned it over.
Yes. Wow. Can't believe there wasn't
You're
a foul called on that.
Yeah, me too.
Paige jumped for the ball, bumped her, and then Ivy stepped on the bounce. No foul called on Paige.
I think they at the meeting said, well, let's let the bumps go, but.
Yep.
Yep.
So Kiki's on the floor. We're not sure why.
Kiki
it's way
knocked,
over there. Or we
knocked
can't
down
see.
By Janae.
Okay.
I think they're going to let them play like that until it gets mean, and I don't think it ever will.
Yeah. I don't think it's mean. It's just aggressive.
It's just aggressive.
Well,
where somebody could get hurt, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, for sure.
And these teams, neither team is going to try to do that to anybody.
Right.
Indians working the ball around. Brennan gets it over to Paige on the left side. She
Man, they
up
are
to
just aggressive.
Key.
This is some over
oh,
the
nice
top
pass
to Whitley.
Oh, Allie Vaughn over the top pass to Whitley. And
it. She wants it. I hear her.
Whitley had position.
Yep, she had it. It's a good play, good read. Yep. Well, as soon as we make those happen.
Yeah.
She's got definitely the height advantage. We just have to get the ball down to her. So.
24-6 here with 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter. The Fowler Mechanical second quarter.
Oh, we can't have Janae Hoeing open. I was like, oh gosh, get a hand in her face. Could you hear?
Yep,
see,
there it
like
is.
That.
Wide
you
open
can't
for
do
Janae.
That. Janae, if you leave her open, that's going to happen. And we left her open. We got to get a hand in her face.
Her defender got screened and nobody picked it up. Kicked ball out of bounds by Ivy, so that'll remain with the Indians. Trigger and then off the sideline. Allie Vaughn will trigger it in.
See what we can do here.
Turn to Kiki. Hopefully we can get a little bit of form of some sort of offense going here. Nope.
Oh, nope.
Throw the ball. Nope.
Yep. Or foul.
On the floor.
Good.
But a foul on Janae.
Yep.
Going. I'll be her first.
First? Okay. I was thinking it was
team
second.
Second.
Okay. Good.
Not very many fouls called so far, which, again, we're all okay with that.
Yeah. Let him play. Let's flip that.
That's right. Only second team foul for Minster. So. Kiki with the ball. Gets it over to Brenna. She drives to the middle. Nice move by Brenna.
Nice.
Ooh, got foul called. Up and no good, but she'll be shooting two.
That'd have been pretty if that would have went in.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, just an aggressive play by Brenna.
Absolutely.
It was a nice aggressive play. And,
so
you know,
see.
We can't get much open on the outside.
Yep.
Pour it to the hole. Make them foul you. Make them at least play good defense on
drive
you.
Drive
so.
It to the hole. I agree.
Brenna Holman shooting two from the Hall Brothers foul line. First one's up in. No good. Bounced off the rim a couple times.
I was
times,
hoping
no
it was going to bounce in.
Yeah.
Oh.
We need every point we can get.
Yeah.
Down by 21. Second one up
And no good. A little too long. Oh, nice rebound by Whitley Rammel. Back up and blocked. Got her own rebound. Kicked by Minster. So
okay, they're going to call
stay here with
Court
recovery. Yep. Ivy kicked that one.
Oh, I missed the rebound. Man, yep. I'm a slacker. I'm trying to keep rebounds. I'm not doing a very good job. It's too aggressive of a game. Yep. Get it, Allie.
Ball into Allie in the corner. Up top to Paige. She's open for three.
Get it.
Just off the rim. Whitley with a rebound. Up in. No good.
Allie Vaughn.
Allie Vaughn with a rebound, but she steps on the bounce.
And she steps out of bounds.
Yep. Good play by the pushed. Indians.
I want to yell at that official and say she got pushed, but I don't know.
They were hustling.
Yep. They were.
Had a good look on that one.
Yep.
Shot didn't go down. Whitley had a good rebound and stick back. Just didn't go down either. So can't find the open. Oh, she's.
How did she get to that?
Not sure how that happened either. There.
Not sure either.
Euro step with an extra step.
Euro step than a hop.
Yeah. But, you get those calls when you're really good. I mean, you get those no calls when you're really good. So
right.
That ball is knocked out of bounds and stays with Minster. Dana Pringer with the ball. Swings it out to Ivy.
Paige
is on Ivy now. Brenna's got Mesher. Ooh, that was a travel.
She definitely traveled. Oh,
no call there.
I can't believe they missed that travel. I mean, I even saw that, and I don't see much. Get in her face, Key. Get in her face. She's going to score it. See? There. You. Thank you. She heard me. I know she did.
It's good defense Indians playing here.
Now we're really getting in their face.
Making them work for it a little bit.
Yep. Stay on her, Key. No. There you go.
Mesher with the ball in the corner. Allie's got her. Nice crossover dribble by Mesher all the way to the bucket. Went around the alley and no help defense.
Yeah.
So.
No help.
No help at all.
I just want to yell at Wiz. Hey, help defense.
Yeah, help side there. Nobody moved. Kiki over to Paige. Back up top to Kiki. Over the right-hand side with Brenna. Dribbles the ball. Hands it off to Kiki. Loses it.
Dang it.
Jump ball. Let's stay with the Indians.
Dang it. We got to stop. We got to take care of that ball a little better.
Yes.
Indians down 29-6. Man, this has been
ugly.
Yeah, Minster's, we've played 3 minutes. Minster scored 5 points. So we have to be happy about that, but we've only scored two.
Right. So Hope Wendell go back in for Whitley Rammel.
Allie Vaughn with the ball.
Oh,
she loses it. Another turnover by the Indians.
Yep. Man, that's a lot of turnover.
Oh.
Wow.
That was kind of an unforced turnover there. She just had a missed dribble.
Yep.
And so can't credit them just stealing that one, just a missed dribble.
Right.
Janae Hoeing with the ball. Back out the top. And she stepped out of bounds.
Oh.
Mason Poole stepped out of bounds. So turnover for Minster.
I'm glad he's over there seeing that.
So the Indians will have the ball here. Maybe they can get a good look at the basket here this time down the court.
Maybe we can mess up their defense a little bit if we can start getting some open threes and making them.
Here comes the trap. You got to get rid of it.
Several open,
there
but can't
go.
Make them.
Yep. Oh, nice pass by Allie Vaughn to Hope.
Get
wide open
there,
underneath
Hope.
The bucket.
Nice
there
Hope.
We go.
Nice. That's
2 points for Hope. That's how you're going to break that. We got to get rid of that ball before that trap comes.
We got to see that trap.
We know the trap's coming, so we got to be.
Amen.
Ivy Wolf underneath. Gets it out top to Mesher. 3-point basket. No good.
In and out. Oh, Ivy. How did she get that rebound?
Because we didn't box out.
Yeah, we got to box her out.
Let's be honest.
We got to box her out.
Nobody boxed her out. Everybody stood and watched.
I just want to yell at him.
Box her out, girls.
Look at me. I can't even do that. I'm trying.
31-8 here. Kiki with the ball on the left side. Swings it over to the right side to Allie. Down the corner to Paige. Puts it inside to Hope. Nice pass to Key. 12-foot shot. No good.
In and out. Dang it.
Insert the rebound. Good look there. Good ball moment. Good look.
Yep.
Just when it's not going good, it's not going good.
Jeez.
So. Ivy Wolf with a layup.
Hope.
No good.
Nice Hope. Rebound.
Actually, good defense on that for the Indians. I mean, it was a nice drive by Ivy, but it was a tough shot to put in. And
for sure.
She couldn't get it in, so.
Kiki.
Oh, nice little.
I don't know what that was.
Blocked by
Oldegas. Dang it.
Yep. Mesher with the ball. Court. Stops and shoots. 15-footer. No good. Allie Vaughn with the rebound.
And she got fouled, but we're not calling.
Yep.
Yeah, we're
Allie Vaughn. Take it all the way to the hoop.
Nice.
Allie always the hoop.
Allie Vaughn.
2 points for Allie. It's her first 2 points of the night. 31-10, Indians down by 21. Oh, Janae blows by her defender and misses the layup. Ball goes out of bounds off of poor recovery. I'm not sure how that's possible.
Yeah. Man, I think what they're doing there is giving them the ball instead of calling a foul.
Yeah, for sure.
So. Gosh, 6'2" Oldiges over the top of Kiera, hits it last, and it's called off of Kiera.
Timeout.
Anyhow, 31-10. Timeout on the court. We'll be back.
This is Joanne Glenster from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back.
2:59 left to go here in the second quarter. Fowler Mechanical second quarter. Indians down by 21, 31-10.
And Whitley and Grace checked in for Brenna and Allie Vaughn. So we'll see. Minster has the ball, so they're going to have a little inbounds play here.
Gets it into Ivy Wolf. Kiki is defending her. Back screen by Mesher.
That happened.
Oh, and she missed
rebound.
It. Rebound
she
by Paige.
It? Yeah.
Wide open shot. She rebound or missed it. Got lucky there. Kiki pushing the ball up. Hope on the corner. So out the top to Paige. Hands it off to Kiki. Kiki with a nice crossover dribble pass. Ivy Wolf, but Ivy just reaches in and pokes it away afterwards. Nice pass and ball movement by Mesher.
Good rebound by Paige.
Good rebound by
Paige. She got fouled. Yep. Good. Thank
foul
you.
Foul on Mesher. I believe that's her second.
Yep.
It's good. So, team's fourth. Yep. Bit of a frustration foul, I would say, there for Mesher. She had a good look at the bucket and missed it.
So. She's missed a couple little bunnies, and that's good.
Well, keep her
frustrated. Yep. Keep her frustrated.
Yeah. So she takes a seat, but then they bring Janae Hoang in. So.
Dang it.
One good one for another. Yep, I know, like, every year when we play Minster, they just keep reloading.
They just keep coming in.
Yep. Kiki swings it over to Paige on the left-hand side. Dribbles out the top of Key. Passes it off to Allie Vaughn. Nice pass over to Whitley Rammel for a 12-foot jumper. That's up and good. Nice shot by Whitley Rammel. It's her sixth point of the night. Puts the Indians down 31-12. Janae Hoyne. Ooh, got away with a little push.
Yeah, she did. Just ran Kiki over.
Yeah,
just
pushed
ran
her over. And pushed her arm out.
And now she gets...
Yeah, now we're going to have an offensive foul. Yep.
Called that one.
Yep. Got an offensive foul on Oldages for a moving screen.
Yeah, pushing Whitley, I think. Yep. I'm not sure, but...
It was a moving screen when Key was trying to push through there.
Got it.
She stuck her arm out and tried to hold her there. So.
I missed it. Totally missed it.
Yep. Whitley was happy about that.
Yeah,
she's
like,
yeah.
All night.
Yeah. That's a tough call to make, you know?
Yeah.
But
inbounds toss, Ivy Wolf deflected out of bounds, so we're going to do it again, see if we can't get it over. Oh, they're hollering at something.
I thought
it was
they tipped. I didn't see her tip.
Yeah, it was tipped. So they called a tip.
Yeah, definitely tipped.
Yeah. So Allie Vaughn will have the duties of getting the ball in. Gets it into Paige. So dribble it up the court.
Nope. Nice.
No, nice pass to Kiki. A little too hard of a pass and throws it over. Paige went through her hands. Another turnover by the Indians. Actually, the turnovers slowed down a little bit here second quarter, but still down by 19.
I got to touch the game ball.
Hey.
Yeah.
I almost poked a hole in it with my pen that I'm not keeping stats with. So don't ask me for stats.
Ivy Wolf with an open three-pointer. That's up and no good. Rebound Paige for him.
Hey, look at me. Rebound Paige. I'm going to get it right.
There's going to be a foul called on, I think, Mason Pohl.
Good.
Yep, they're starting to
Let's keep clamp down
on the contact on those traps.
Yeah, and that foul was on Bryn Oldridge's, not Bryn. Okay. Oldridge's and Pole were down there, but they called it on Bryn.
Okay.
That's her first foul, second foul, I believe. So, team six. So, the next foul, the Indians will be shooting free throws.
Shot
by Kiki again up. Yeah, she's working really hard at this.
Oh, and
then threw the ball away.
It over.
Worked hard to get that ball at the court and threw it away. It was a good idea.
It was, and I think her man moved. I think she had a good spot, and her man moved on her. So get in her face, Allie. Get in her face.
Swing it over to Janae Hoing. Back to the corner to Ivy. Open three-pointer, and that's up and no good. Rebound, Allie Barr.
Allie's going all the way.
Yep. Brenna to Key in the corner for three. It's up and no good. Whitley battling for the rebound, but that goes to Minster.
Just misses it.
It's a good look.
Janae down to Ivy.
Yep. This is where we're not going to win is when we get to push a game with Minster. Normally, I would say we need to push the ball. That's the one we play best, but Minster, we cannot push the ball with them. Right. Yep, another turnover by the Indians on the inbound play.
Yeah, our ball.
Allie Vaughn knocked it out of bounds, but turnover on the Indians. Just a sloppy
actually,
play.
That was turnover on the on Ivy. She threw it out of bounds, so we get the ball back.
No, that's good.
I'm not sure what happened there, but yeah, but we'll take it.
Sloppy play by Indians there.
For
sloppy
sure.
Play on the inbound play, and got to take care of the ball a little bit better.
She knew it. Yep. She's like,
nice press over Kiki. Dribble. Breaks the press. Up against Oldridge. Up and good.
Yeah,
nice shot by Kiki. Worked hard for that point.
Yep,
that bucket there. Minster pushed the ball up again.
What?
Here we are.
What is going
on? A little
on?
Bit lazy getting back on defense.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we got
Indians
real
Indians got beat on
there.
The back. Getting back. Got 10 seconds
door.
Left. 35-14. Got 8 seconds. Gonna have to shoot it, girls.
Yep.
5 seconds. 3 seconds, Brenna shoots an air ball. No good. That'll be the end of the second quarter. 35-14, Indians down. We'll be back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
The Fort Recovery Drama Club will present Agatha Christie's Murder Mystery, and Then There Were None in the Middle School Auditoria. We will present 6 shows. The tickets are $6 each and are on sale at the high school office until they are sold out. Seating will be limited for each performance due to the coronavirus restrictions, so get your tickets while you can. They are expected to sell out early. Our shows will be Friday through Sunday, February 19th, 20th, 21st at 7 p.m. each night. Plus, we will have a Sunday afternoon matinee performance on Sunday the 21st at 3 p.m. The following week, there will be 2 performances, Friday and Saturday evenings, the 26th and the 27th at 7 p.m. each night. This is a murder mystery, and there will be potentially disturbing content that is not recommended for younger audiences. Get your tickets early at the high school office for the Drama Club's production of Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None, presented on February 19, 20, and the 21st, and the following weekend, the 26th and the 27th.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back.
Oh, yeah.
I believe. Can't hardly hear.
I know.
We're back.
We're back.
We're in the Cooper Farms halftime show here, and the Indians are down 35-14 at halftime here to Minster. I would say the summary of the game is turnover after turnover after turnover. Particularly in the first quarter, the Indians probably turned it over
12 to 15
yeah.
times
yeah,
at least.
A bunch.
And
yeah.
then Minster started running and gunning, and you can't run a gun with Minster. So I'm not sure what was the end of the first quarter score. Something to four.
Something like that.
I mean, the second half or second quarter was respectable.
Yeah.
You know, they only scored 10, 12 points in the second quarter, and we did too. So we about tired them in the second quarter. So that was better. The play was better in the second quarter.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. We just got to take care of the ball a little bit better. Yeah. I know they're very, very aggressive on those traps. Mm-hmm. Maybe just drive into the traps a little bit and draw some fouls or something. I don't know.
And the rest of the girls have to work to get open before that trap ever gets there. I mean, you can see it coming. We've got the best view of when that trap's coming across, and we're just not getting in an open position for Key to even get the ball to anybody. So they're just quick hands, quick everything. But again, on a set, when we're playing set defense, they're struggling scoring. So their scoring is coming off a fast break. So we're not getting back on defense either. Got some lazy passes and things like that. So they're all things we can clean up.
Yeah. Yep. They have scored a lot on their level bunnies. So hopefully we can come out and play a little bit better offense here. We'll see.
Without taking anything away from Minster, because
they're
a good team.
They're very good team.
Very good.
Yeah, for sure.
Very well-rounded.
Yep.
Go and take a quick break, and then we'll come back and maybe run over a few stats that there's not a lot that we want to brag about, but we'll come back here in just a minute or two.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
They're focused. They see the future as an opportunity. They're growing, and they're looking for someone like you who shares in the same vision for a better future. Cooper Farms has been raising turkeys since 1938, and today they're raising hogs and chicken egg layers and making a variety of delicious food products. What's in store next for Cooper Farms? Join them in their quest for innovation, opportunity, and growth. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, it's more than just a workplace.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Okay, we're back. We're back with just a few little stats. I tried to do some rebounds. I have Paige and Allie with 4 and Willie with 2. Hope had 1. I'm sure there was more than that, but I just got caught up in the game. So
points-wise, for the Indians, we had 14 points on the board. We're led by Whitley Rammel with 6. And then 2 points apiece for Hope, Allie, Kiara, and Paige. We really didn't get a whole lot of shots off in that first half. But you can't say that our shooting is that bad because we didn't get a whole lot of shots off. But we get a few shots to fall and maybe start to play our game a little bit in the second half and chip away at that lead a little bit.
Yep.
Make the score look a little bit better as we go on. So
yeah, I think if we can get some screens and get some girls open, if the shots will start falling, maybe we can switch the momentum, get a couple of steals and to go with it and be right back in this game. But I said that when it was 4-3 or something. Yeah. Minster called a timeout and they scored 18 straight points.
Yeah, I was like, oh, what happened? I want to be in that timeout.
I would say primary purpose would be to take care of the ball the second half.
Yeah. I think so too.
Way too many turnovers. Can't beat a team or even stay with a team when you're turning the ball over twice as many times as you have the points. So.
So we have some upcoming games we'll talk about. Tomorrow the boys will host Minster and WPGW will simulcast with NFHS video.
Saturday, the girls host Tri-Village. That's a noon JV start. Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with NFHS, so you get to listen to Susie and I again. And then Saturday night, the boys will host Ridgemont. The JV will only be two quarters. That way, Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with NFHS video as well. And then next week on Tuesday, the girls are at Salina. That is an FRO radio broadcast. There will be no NFHS.
But I didn't write it down, but Salina does have a video thing that you can watch, I believe, on Facebook. We'll have more information on that on Saturday.
Okay.
But you will be able to watch it, but it won't be NFHS.
That'll be the last girls' regular season game of the year.
Wow, yeah. That's crazy
season goes
already.
By too fast. Yeah.
Crazy, isn't it?
Crazy.
And then next Friday, the boys are at Versailles with FRO radio broadcasting on the NFHS network. And then next Saturday, the boys will host South Adams with WPGW simulcasting with NFHS video. So that's what we got going on.
All righty. Well, we'll take a quick break and be back with the Fort Camp excavating third quarter.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 60 months, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Well, I tell you, they're all smiling on the bench.
Yeah,
so I don't know what happened in the huddle or in the timeout, the halftime. But.
Well, I do know that they did take every opportunity for every second they had in the locker room, because they didn't even come out in time to warm up at all. So
they did not.
They had to sprint out to get here on time here to start this third quarter. Yeah. So
I'm very, very curious. I can't wait to talk
about it. Hopefully they have some new strategy for this third quarter. So Mister will have the ball here.
We've just had the fourth person walk over to take the ball out. Two of them were our team.
We're trying.
Hey, when you're down by 21, you got to try whatever you can. Every trick up your sleeve.
That's right. So we'll get Brenna on Ivy Wolf now.
Yep.
We'll see. That's a,
Janae
just went down. She just tripped over a screen is all that was.
So. Yeah. I was a little worried that maybe she grimaced a little bit. She had a knee or ankle or something. So fortunately, she got popped right back up and looks like she's okay.
Yeah.
So that was a turnover for Minster to start the third quarter. She's all over Kiki.
Yeah.
Kiki did beat it. Nice screen by Paige to get her free, but Kiki throws the ball away. Here we are, Minster running again, and Whitley Rammel with a block but a foul on Mason Poole.
And her trademark tumble.
Yeah.
It was definitely a foul.
She blocked it, but then she got the foul on the body. The body might have got her in the end.
So Mason Poole will be at the line shooting two on the Hall Brothers foul. That'll be Whitley's first foul.
Yep. See if this little one will miss a few here.
First one's up and good.
Not so much.
Incredibly disciplined teams generally shoot free throws very well.
Yeah, for sure.
Good team here. Second one's up and good.
Yeah. I imagine they practice them quite a bit.
I'd say. Brenna gets the job of taking the ball down the court. Passes it over to Paige.
So we're changing it up a little bit. A little bit different here. I don't know what's, what the plan is.
Got Whitley out on the perimeter.
Oh, my goodness. And she's dribbling.
And, about threw it away, but good catch by Allie Vaughn. She dribbles to the bucket and loses it. That'll be a turnover for the Indians.
This is out of bounds.
Yeah. Not going to get a call on
not these officials. Yep, and I think that's the right way to call this game.
Yep. Just dribble into traffic, and sometimes you get that, and sometimes you don't get that call. So Indians here on the man-to-man defense yet. Ivy Wolf. So Brenna's second foul. Team second. Allie Vaughn back in. Paige Porker will take a seat.
Ivy just telegraphs everything.
Yeah, she's just, she's good. Brenna is playing some tough defense on her. I mean, I have to give her credit. She's not getting anything. Right. What Ivy's getting is she's working for. So.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. She does a nice job.
Yeah. Nice defense by the Indians. Knocked the ball out. It's going to stay here with Minster.
Yeah.
So, good defense. Ivy drove to the bucket and he slapped the ball away.
Where did we decide she's playing ball at?
I think Miami University, I believe.
Okay, good. She's going to make a nice addition.
And Janae is playing at Finley, I believe.
Oh,
right?
Good.
I believe. Yeah, she's playing basketball at Finley.
Those
girls have worked their tails off. So, shot up and no good by Ivy. Back out to Janae for three, wide open. That's good.
Yep.
Not going to miss too many of them when she's wide open like that.
Yep.
So that'll put Minster up 48-21. 33 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Allie Vaughn with the ball. Shuffles it off to Whitley. Shuffles it off to Key. Kiki with a dribble drive. Back out to Allie Vaughn. Dribbles it over to Brenna. Three-point basket.
About it and just go.
Minster with the rebound.
Here we go.
Minster
hopefully
pushing the ball. 10 seconds left here.
Somebody on Janae here.
Yep.
Ivy's going to hold it. Try to get a last-second shot.
Yep. Screen is what they're going to do. A step back three by Ivy. It's up and no good. So at the end of the third quarter, Indians down 48-21.
So we had internet connection problems for most of the quarter. So I think, 35-14 at the half. And so probably the summary of this is more of the same.
Okay.
We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back. Indians down 48-21, and we're getting ready to start our fourth quarter here. So we'll see if the...
Maybe Fort Recovery Insurance can get us going here.
Yes, fourth quarter Fort Recovery Insurance. I think that sounds like luck.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, you know, we've sort of played them even, except for that 18 straight points in the middle of the middle to the end of the first quarter.
Yep.
It's been pretty well... You know, we hung in there with them. That's so.
That third quarter, we scored 7 points, and Allie Vaughn had all seven of those points.
Yep. She had a very nice third quarter.
So. Fourth quarter starts off with Minster with the ball. On the court for the Indians is Kiera Wendell, Hope Wendell, Paige Porkamp, Brenna Holman, and Allie Vaughn. 2-point basket, I believe. Bryn Oldages with a bucket. Pass over to Allie Vaughn. She hits Brenna, who's wide open for three. Shots up and no good. Allie Vaughn with the offensive rebound.
Gets mugged.
Loses it.
Goodness sakes.
Kind of off balance.
Play,
she was off balance.
Yep.
Good hustle, though.
Good hustle by Allie Vaughn.
Good rebound.
Yep.
Minster bring the ball up. And he's down 50-21. Second Indians are going to stay in their man-to-man defense.
Yep.
Over to Lamb, over to Poing. He's got the ball. just some really good shooters on this Minster team too. Yeah. You know, you don't see too many girls who can step back, do three pointers, and you know, drain them without a second thought.
Yeah, they just do it. They release it so quick too. Nope. So
poked away by Allie, but picked up by Minster. Like all the loose balls, Minster just had an extra step to be able to get to.
Yeah.
Trying to work the ball inside to Olda, just got her double teamed. Know where to go with it. Lamb with a 10-foot shot. And up and good.
That looked to me like it was going to be a foot short.
Yeah.
It went right through.
Yep.
Allie Vaughn passes over Hope for three.
In
and out. That's the call of the night there. It's like how our night is gone. That ball was
in. I would say we have at least 10 of them.
Circled around and out. So Minster with the rebound and push it down the court. Indians get back on defense really well that time, so stop the fast break. Janae Hoing with crossover dribble. Phenomenal dribbling skills.
Yeah.
Looking inside, gets it over to Ivy Wolf for three. Short. And Hope got pushed by Olda. It should have been a foul call, but nothing called. But Hope comes up with the rebound. It's going to be timeout by the Indians. Indians down 52-21 here on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with the claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
We're back here at Minster. Indians down 52-21 here in the fourth quarter. 6:06 left to go. Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. So it hasn't been a pretty game for the Indians. Very sloppy play. Lots of turnovers. Not getting back on defense well. And then we've had some good stuff happening too.
And the shots aren't falling.
Yes, no, we aren't hitting anything, really.
We've had good open shots.
It's just a really, really good Minster team.
Yeah. And they're working really hard to get those open shots, which there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Looks like Minster is coming out with the 2-3 zone. A little different look. Yeah. Man to man the whole night. Swing it over to Paige in the corner. Back out to Brenna. Seems to me like, you know, our offense is being set up, you know, so far out. Beyond the three-point line, it's hard to get anything going when you're 6-7 feet beyond the three-point line.
Yep.
15-foot jumper by Paige is no good. Rebound by Brenna, up and no good. Okay. Nothing
another
falling.
Another good shot. Yeah.
We got great
two good looks.
Great looks.
Nothing falling.
Yep.
Maybe they're just surprised they were open. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's good ball movement on there. Just couldn't hit anything.
Yeah.
Oldages with the ball. Whitley's got her. Janae going to reset their offense. So on the court for the Indians, we have Kiki, Brenna, Allie, Witt, and Paige. For Minster, it's Ivy, Janae, Bryn, Mason Pole, and Claire Lamb. Knocked away by the Indians, and ball ripped out by Paige, and they're going to call a jump ball. So that'll go to the Indians.
Turnover on Minster. He couldn't wait one second. We had it. One second,
yeah.
Oh, well, that's all right.
Yep.
Hey, we got a turnover. It's all matters.
Maybe we can get a good look here.
Yeah.
So 5 minutes left to go on the scoreboard.
A good look and a make.
Yeah, that would be even better yet.
Yeah.
Allie Vaughn. Ooh.
Oh, Allie Vaughn dribbles it right off her foot. Oh.
That had the makings of a great move.
It did. Man. Her big size 10 foot got in the way.
It was. She was going around the left side, and it was open.
Yeah, it was open. She was going, and it just nicked her heel. So
looks like Indians are maybe going to set up on a 2-3 here.
Yeah.
2-3 zone here. First look tonight on this defense. Minster swinging the ball.
Yeah. Wait to see if they can make something happen in this little different.
Yep, definitely different look here.
Yeah.
Nice pass by Ivy Wolf down to Bryn. Bryn Oldages. Nice pass by her. Good look. Minster up 54-21. Whitley with the ball down in the corner. Passes it up top. Key almost threw it away. Good job by Key to track that down. Oh, poor Key.
Dang it.
Man. Just Not that she's getting fouled, but boy, the hands are all over.
Yeah.
So turnover for the Indians there. Jump ball turnover. Or did they call travel on her? I'm not sure.
Either
travel or a jump ball there. We'll see if they change a possession button here because Minster has the ball.
Halfway through.
Ball. Fourth quarter.
4 minutes left. Indians down 54-21.
Indians still set in this 2-3 zone. Almost a steal by Paige. Got her hand on it.
She sure did.
Top the key here. It's a new one. I'm not sure who that is. Clooney threw it away. Kiki with the steal. All the way down the bucket. Up and in.
Nice job.
Nice job by Kiki.
Good aggressive drive to the basket. That's what we like to
see. A little frustrated on that, too. She's like, finally. Finally something falls.
Yep.
3:23 left here to go in the fourth quarter. Good ball movement by Minster. Whitley on the block, but they're going to call a foul on Paige.
Wasn't sure if it got Paige got her first or. So Mesher's going to take go to the line, shoot two. You know, she had a great move at the beginning of the game, and then. You know, this is only her third point.
No, she's got she's at least 10. Mara Pearson in the lineup for the Indians, and Kiki will take a rest.
Mesher
at the Hall Brothers foul line shooting her second one is up and good.
I was looking at the wrong side.
56-23, they've doubled up, more than doubled up. Allie Ball to drive out to Whitley, hands it off to Brenna, top the key over to Paige, swings it down. I thought she was going to the right side. Down the corner to Mara. Gets it into Paige and knocked away. Another turnover by the Indians. Frustrating game to watch when it's turnover after turnover after turnover. So definitely things, though, that you can clean up and work on.
And, you know, we're learning from it. That's the way I look at it. You learn.
Abby Wolf got the ball down in the corner. Dribbles to the bucket. Floats it up there, and it's good. That's her 18th point of the night.
That was pretty.
Yeah, it was pretty floater. It's hard to stop that play when you can do a floater like that. That's her 20th point of the game. I believe she averages 20-something a game, so she's right on the average. Whitley Ramel with the ball. Passes it down inside to Allie Vaughn. And foul called on Ivy Wolf on the drive. No shots on that one, so that's just Ivy Wolf's first foul, team's fourth.
Grace is going to come in for Brenna. And Minster's got three coming in. Ivy Wolf sits down, so does Mesher and
Hoyne, I think, took a seat too. Triggers the ball into Whitley. Over to Mara. She dribbles to the middle, up and in.
Nice
move by Mara. Good to see that
that was
basket. You can actually get the ball in the hoop.
It was a nice little jump shot, too, that she just pretty squared up. And
Indians still in their 2-3 zone. Minster working the ball around. Foul called on Allie on the reach in.
Good aggressive play by Allie. Just got
her second foul.
Too much hands.
Yep.
Too many hands on. Hope Wendell's going to come in and replace somebody.
Allie and Alexis Wendell in for Paige.
Number 15, Alexis Wendell.
Minster gets the ball in. Got on the court, on the floor. Mara, Alexis, Grace, Whitley, and Hope.
Indians down 25-58.
I'm not sure. We scored, maybe 2 points this quarter? Yeah. 4 points, maybe? Something maybe like four that, points. Yeah. I think Mara and Key each had a bucket. Whitley Ramel with a rebound. Mara brings the ball down the court.
Look at me. Clock on that rebound. I don't know what I'm doing.
In the corner to Hope. Back out to Grace. On top of the key to Alexis. Over to Hope. Poked away, but there'll be a foul called on Minster. Number 30 was Niemeyer.
Good thing, because that was getting stolen.
Abby Holman in the lineup for Minster. It'll be the first time we see her.
Yep.
Definitely not that name.
Yep. And not on our list.
Yep, not on our list.
The number is, but yeah. Definitely didn't match the name he gave us.
Alexis Wendell with a nice move to the hoop. Yep.
And I don't have the JV roster, so can't tell you.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Most of them are played in the JV game.
Yep.
Get it, Hope. Ooh, yep. I was hoping Hope would shoot that.
Grace Gigginbler with the ball. Tries to get it inside to Witt.
She does.
And up and in.
Yeah.
Nice move by Whitley. Well, she worked hard for that.
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
It's her eighth point of the night. Because the Indians 27. 38 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. So Minster will probably hold for no shot, I would assume.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Yep.
Yep, I think that's the way it's looking.
Yep.
Unless we go and steal it or something.
Minster still working the ball around yet. 20 seconds left to go.
Indians down 27-58.
You'd say it's probably, oh, they're getting the ball inside. They're going to try to shoot it. And it's going to be a jump ball.
Hope just takes one hand up.
Yep.
And
that's turnover for Minster. That'll go, ball go over to Fort Recovery.
And the Minster girl kept trying to push, and she ended up on the floor because Hope wasn't given an inch.
Nope.
9.6 seconds left to go here. See if the Indians can get a shot off. Yep. Mara brings it up.
I think they want to get a last second shot. We'll see what comes up.
Doesn't look like it. Grace is just holding the ball.
Yep.
So after four complete, the Indians lose this ball game 58-27. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Planning for your family's future is important. At Fort Recovery Insurance, we're here to make sure you have the coverage when the unexpected happens. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can help you find the right insurance coverage to fit your family's needs and budget. Today is the day to bring your family into the fort and make sure they're protected. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Sophie Pearson.
I'm Macy Shinnenberry.
And I'm Ava Shane, and we are the Fort Recovery Girls softball team. We are having our annual pulled pork fundraiser.
The tickets are just $7 each, and you get one of Wendell's barbecue famous pulled pork sandwiches, baked beans, coleslaw, and chips.
The dinners will be available on Sunday afternoon, March 7th, and you can just drive by and pick them up at St. Joe's store from 4 to 6 p.m.
Contact any of us on the softball team for tickets, and we'll also be selling them at all the home boys and girls basketball games.
Don't miss out on the girls' softball team's annual barbecue pulled pork dinners, available on March 7th at St. Joe's store.
See any of us on the team to get your tickets.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hey, we're back here. Indians go down by the score of 58-27 by the Minster Wildcats. I think Susie's going to give us some scores.
Oh, my God.
Points, I guess.
Points. So for the Indians, we're led by Allie Bonsnight with 9, Whitley Rammel with 8, Kiki with 4, and 2 points apiece for Paige, Mara, and Hope. So not a lot of scoring tonight. Shots went and fall.
Yeah.
Lots of turnovers. So
I was supposed to track rebounds. I didn't do a good job.
Yeah.
Just wanted to give a little insight about the tournament draw. The Indians got 4 seed behind Minster, New Knoxville, and Marion Local. And they will play on February 18th at home at 7 p.m. against Hardin Northern, who is seeded 12. So that's the plan for
That will be a home game.
Yep.
And if we win that one, what happens?
Then we play on February 20th at 7 p.m.
That would be home as well,
that
right?
That will be home as well, yes.
Say the winner of who?
And we will play the winner of New...
It's New Bremen and...
Yeah, New Bremen and Waynesville Goshen.
Yep.
So
more than likely New Bremen there.
Yeah. Yep, we'll see. Yeah. Yep. So that's the plan for the tournament. Again, Indians go down 58-27 to the Minster Wildcats. And I think we're waiting on Holly. I don't know if she's going to be coming out here.
I don't,
she's making her way over, maybe.
Yep, probably. But Just let's run over some of the
stuff for next week.
Yeah.
Okay, so tomorrow night the boys will host Minster. WPGW will simulcast with NFHS video. Saturday the girls will host Tri-Village. That game starts at noon. JV start with FR Radio. You guys will have to listen to me and Susie again. Woohoo! The boys will host Ridgemont. JV will only be two quarters. And Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that as well. Next week on Tuesday, it's the girls' last game at Salina. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that. And we do believe Salina has video. I think they do something.
Yeah, I think you go to
on Facebook,
the
maybe?
Salina Facebook page.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll have more information. I'll have the specifics on that on Saturday. So.
Okay, sounds good. And then next Friday, the boys are at Versailles with FR Radio broadcasting on the NFHS network. And then Saturday, the boys will host South Adams at WPGW simulcast with an FHS video. So we're kind of hanging out here waiting on
Let's
Coach.
Take a quick break and see if she pops in, and then if not, we'll kind of start wrapping
Sounds
stuff up.
Good.
So we'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Welcome back to Minster High School, where the Lady Indians go down to defeat 58-27. It was 4-3. They were down 4-3, I believe, in after about 3 minutes, 4 minutes, something like that. And then Minster scored 18 straight points on with their press and trapping, that type of thing. So that was more or less the story of the game. And then the Indians kind of hung in there pretty well the rest of the game, but just didn't go well for us tonight. There's lots of turnovers with hard pressure. So we want to thank all of our sponsors for getting us here. We have Miracle Lanes, the post-game show, Cooper Farms halftime show, Wayne Street Market pregame show, and then, of course, our quarter sponsors. Those were K&L Tractors, Fowler Mechanical, Fort Camp Excavating, Fort Recovery Insurance, and then several of our other sponsors, Calps Pharmacy, Performance Physical Therapy, Hull Brothers Foul Line, and Tin Cupboard Tip-Off. We couldn't do that without them, so we will call it a night here at Minster. Again, Indians go down to defeat 58-27, in a game that just wasn't close from the first few minutes. So we'll see you. We'll be simulcasting tomorrow night's game. The boys are hosting Minster, and then we'll be back on the air on Saturday for the girls versus Tri-Village at noon and the boys hosting Ridgemont that night. We'll see you then.
Listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.